Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.ag. And for this week only, get a 110% sign-on bonus. 110% of your initial deposit by using code NEXTROUND. That's MyBookie.ag, code NEXTROUND.
Jim Dunaway, Lance Taylor, Ryan Brown, and Rockstar. Live from the Birmingham Racecourse Casino Studios, the next round, presented by Bud Light, is on now.
One and only Bruce Feldman joins the show now, 10 after top of the hour. That's brought to you by our friends at Champy's Chicken, Highway 119 in Alabaster. Tailgates will be back in 124 days, and we can't wait. But anything in between, including a great picnic in the afternoon, you can do it with Champy's Chicken. World famous fried chicken, Highway 119 in Alabaster.
All right, Bruce does tremendous work in college football as well, but also this time of year, I don't know, Bruce, if you've done this every year, the Draft Confidential, where you're able to talk to a lot of behind-the-scenes people about what they're saying about some of these players. It seems like we talk to you about this every year, and it is tremendous work. How are you, first of all? You doing well?
I'm doing great, thank you. Yeah, I've been doing this for maybe the last 4 or 5 years. You know, it just felt like a natural extension for a couple of reasons. One, I go to the combine now every year. Always been really interested in the draft process. And, you know, we cover and focus on college football players all year round. And then, you know, when they go move on, you're sitting there watching, you know, maybe some of the NFL media talk about them. And it's like, okay, we know some of this. Or, you know, it's like you feel like you have some maybe different insight or intel. And a lot of the coaches, honestly, who I talk to are former college coaches who have now been coaching in the NFL. Not all of them, but a bunch of them. And so you can get some really good perspective. And it's just kind of fascinating to me to, you know, you can see some of these players, a Brock Bowers, who is a dominant player at Georgia. You know, how does his game translate to the NFL? You know, there's so many different guys where you think you thought they were a great player, and maybe they were. But maybe it's not going to translate, or some other guys that the NFL looks at differently and thinking, wait, this guy may be way better as a pro than he actually was in college.
Well, when you're looking at wow moments, Caleb Williams, who will go number one overall to Chicago, he had a million of them over the last couple of years, but there are a lot of guys that don't like his game, Bruce. What are some of the knocks you've heard about Caleb?
Some of it really comes down to, I don't know if people are comfortable with kind of the way he handles himself in terms of, you're hearing some of the things where, you know, is he got some Russell Wilson in him, which will rub teammates the wrong way? Does he want it? You know, how coachable is he? People really like his and think he's the most talented, but there's a lot of other stuff where he has to clean up things and get out in the pocket and get the ball out on time. And some of that stuff, I think, doesn't translate that well, to be honest. One of the coaches made a point to me. It was like, you know, you see him and he will make some wow plays. And that's part of what you love about him. Those are great plays in college, but not when Myles Garrett is rushing at you, you know. And it's like some of the stuff he got away with in college, he will not get away with in the NFL. And did he pick up a lot of bad habits in how he played, especially last year? And now he's going to go into a situation at the Bears. You know, we did a big story on this over the weekend where a lot of times you need a young quarterback in the NFL, because it's a different world, needs to have, you know, some real legit support and a veteran presence around him who he can learn from and listen to, can tell him what's this and that, or how, you know, how they need to be. And in the place he's going into with the Bears, you have a second-year free agent, undrafted free agent, is the backup. And the other guy is Brett Rippon, who's, you know, was never an established quarterback. And I think that's different than, let's say, Patrick Mahomes, the guy Cale's most compared to. Pat Mahomes, when he got drafted in the first round, went to the Chiefs, sat behind Alex Smith for a year, who's a very well-respected, established quarterback. And then also he went to a place where Andy Reid was the head coach and play caller. And that's an ideal system and fit. And also you had, you know, Travis Kelce, one of the greatest tight ends of all time, that helped. But you have all those three things. With the Bears, Caleb will go to a place that now has some pretty good talent around, two really good receivers and a promising tight end. But the play caller is a very large unknown, and there's no Alex Smith-like presence in that QB room with him.
I think people would be surprised that the wide receivers in this draft, it's almost like a buffet. Not everyone is in love with Marvin Harrison, I read in your story.
Yeah, I was surprised. To me, Marvin Harrison is the closest thing to a sure thing in this draft. And it's not to say he's not really well-regarded. The guy, when I started out asking, I talked to a bunch of people in the NFL world, receivers, coaches, scouts, was, okay, is Marvin your clear number one? And one of the first guys was like, no, Harrison's not number one to me. Neighbors is my number one on my list. I think he's number one on a lot of people's list. Just because Malik Nabers, explosiveness, his ability with the ball in his hands, his demeanor, his competitiveness, they thought he was just rare. And nobody likes to throw out like Tyreek Hill speed comparisons with almost anybody. They think he's in that ballpark there. And he's bigger and more physical. He's not as big as and strong as Jamar Chase, but there's some kind of a blend between the two. And he was the guy that I think people really, really are intrigued by and want to work with. Now, Harrison, is taller and is really polished. I think he, and we'll see. It's not like, whether he falls from out of the top five to, be the second or third receiver taken. I mean, who knows? It could be a better fit for him anyway down the road. But, like, he didn't test. And the people I talked to did not think, they thought he was closer to a 4.5 guy than a 4.35 guy. And again, he can still be an elite NFL receiver and be a great player. I just think there was a little bit of like, okay, we don't think he's quite as dynamic as Nabers is. He's not in that category. And I think that's what they were going with right now.
Bruce Feldman is with us at Bruce Feldman CFB on Twitter. You can read what we're discussing here at The Athletic. It's his draft confidential where he's talked to behind the scenes people in the NFL and finding out what they feel about some of the guys that are going in this draft. Do you feel confident from the people you've talked to that the number one defensive player that will go off the board? Well, let me change my question here. I don't want to ask it that way. Who do you think is the number one defensive player that will go off the board? I was pinning Bruce in a corner by asking him the question that way. Who do you think is
I'm going to cheat, and I'm going to say I feel confident that Dallas Turner probably will be the first defensive player off the board. It's not – it comes down to kind of, what people need. You have – I don't want to call him another SEC player because he didn't play in the SEC at Texas, but you have a really, really explosive, undersized defensive tackle who – honestly doesn't fit in every system because, as great as, and I don't want to call him Aaron Donald, but as great as Aaron Donald was, and you have certain systems where, they want an undersized, smaller defensive tackle who's blowing it up upfield, whereas opposed to other ones want a bigger guy and anchor inside. So it's an interesting thing. Byron Murphy is, he's a 300-pounder who's short and can be unblockable, but is a guy that I think a lot of people like. But then the other one, is Dallas Turner. And Dallas tested great at the combine. I think you'd like to see him probably 10 or 15 pounds bigger if you're going to say he's the first defensive player going off the board. But the stuff people really liked about him, in addition to his burst, in addition to his physicality, was how smart he was and how smart he is and the things that they feel like, okay, this guy is going to be a really, really good NFL player and a really disruptive force, and he will continue to develop. He was one of a handful of guys who were in that first round defensive side that the coaches and scouts I talked to were really sold on the character and who he is. And I think that's why, Ryan, that's why you said confident. I think he will be the first defensive player off the board.
So, Bruce, four locks at quarterback to go in the first round, probably five with Penix, maybe six with Bo Nix. What are coaches saying right now about Bo Nix?
Yeah, I got one who really liked Bo Nix. Like, it was interesting. One NFL quarterback coach I talked to was very impressed with Bo and had him, would have been in his top three of the quarterbacks, which surprised me. But, you know, all it takes is one. Now, I will say this. This particular coach, his team does not need a quarterback in this draft. But the stuff that sold him on Bo, he just felt like he was a guy who had played at Auburn and had to run around and make plays and do a lot of stuff and then switched to a completely different system, had been through a lot of stuff and came through it on the other side, knows how to manage games, can make throws against certain coverages, can read coverages, coaches kid. This particular NFL coach really liked him and thought he was a guy that can be a legit starting NFL quarterback. Now, somebody else I talked to who is another, you know, who had been an offense coordinator in the NFL and is an offensive assistant in the league, said he worried a little bit about his accuracy and thought he looked nervous and fidgety whenever the rush he thought was coming on him. He wants to turn everything into a runaround. So it was kind of different opinions on him. But I wouldn't at all be surprised if he goes in the first round based on some of the things people like about him. And also, there's a pretty big drop-off. It feels like between this cluster of quarterbacks that we're kind of talking about, there's some people who are intrigued by Spencer Rattler and his arm, and then there's almost nothing after that. Like, there's a huge gap between, okay, the next wave of guys are guys who might be your third quarterback, and they're not sure if they can ever be starters in the NFL.
Am I wrong that this receiving class really outclasses the defensive back class? Like, it seems like there's a lot of good receivers and not a lot of great DBs in this draft class. And all due respect to our buddy Terrion Arnold, what are you hearing about Terrion and these DBs in this class?
It's actually a pretty good class. It's not a great class at safety, but it's a pretty good class at corner. It's just the receivers class is so much better than it's been in a while. I mean, last year, the first receiver off the board went 20th. It was Jackson Smith and Jigba. There are three receivers in this draft, maybe four if you want to put Brian Thomas Jr. from LSU in there, but definitely three who are much more well-regarded at the top of the draft. You know, people like both Alabama DBs, and I want to call them DBs because in Terrion Arnold's case, there's a lot of love for him because people think of the versatility. He can pretty much do anything in the secondary, could slide inside. I think he is one people feel really good about. You know, it's a great Alabama secondary. You obviously take out a freshman superstar who's now at Ohio State. It was a big time secondary, and you have, you know, two of the best DBs were the Alabama corners in this draft. Then you have a really, you know, super athletic kid in Quinyon Mitchell from Toledo, who I think people feel like is really talented, just a little raw. And then Nate Wiggins is a really fast, tall, skinny corner from Clemson. And then there's the wild card guy in Cooper DeJean, who people really like him and think he might be the best overall DB in the draft. They just don't know exactly what is he. Is he a corner? Is he a nickel? Is he a safety? I mean, he could probably do all three, but what is he best at? It's a good DB draft. I mean, like, Andrew Phillips from Kentucky is a guy that I talked to a couple of DB coaches who really like him and think he can be an NFL starter. There's a bunch of guys from Georgia in this draft. There's three DBs who, you know, Kamari Lassiter did not run well at the combine. He ran 4.64 in the 40, at Georgia's pro day. And people think they're going to get him at a value discount because the 40 time's not great, but they think he can really play. And the Georgia coaches have been telling NFL DB coaches this is a guy they are really high on. So you're going to see especially a bunch of SEC DBs that I think will end up as starters. It's starting DBs in the NFL. It's just the receiver class is so good this year that it's probably overshadowing the guys on the other opposite them.
All right, so The Athletic is where this article is. It is Draft Confidential, where Bruce talks to NFL coaches and insiders about a ton of players, and you can read that at The Athletic. Always
good work. Halfway through it. It is so good.
Always good work. If Dunaway can make it halfway, I think anybody can finish it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
At Bruce Feldman CFB, at Bruce Feldman CFB on Twitter. If you just want to find a link to it in there, sign up for The Athletic and read it. Bruce, always great work. We appreciate the time, as always.
My pleasure, guys. Hopefully I'll see you down the road this summer.
Yep, absolutely. Look forward to seeing you soon. Bruce,
we'll be in Dallas.
We'll see you in Dallas.
Listen to this phrase. We'll be in Dallas for SEC Media Days. Bruce, we'll see you there. It should be a lot of fun.
Bruce on the JohnstonRVCenter.com hotline.
Yeah, all right. Trash coming up in a second. Pro Football Focus has their, they've got all seven rounds mocked out. But Forrester has, I think, just their first round. This little mock out there, and you can see on your screen there, all 32 picks there.
Terrion Arnold, the highest off the board and on defense on that one.
Exactly. So Terrion Arnold, our buddy at number 11.
Our second highest,
the Vikings there. J.C. Latham is expected to be a first rounder. You know, we were discussing what Alabama may be perceived as under Nick Saban. I think it's still DB. Some would say quarterback. Some would say wide receivers. They've had eight, if Latham gets taken in the first round, eight offensive linemen taken in the first round since 2008. The next closest school has five.
Wow.
That's just the offensive linemen in the first round from Alabama since 2008.
So eight?
Yeah. But some of those haven't really panned out.
Oh, they haven't. No, Leatherwood is, that's one of the most prominent ones, and he's been, you know, he has not panned out.
I would say,
based on where they drafted him,
the most drafted in the first round under Saban, I'm going to go defensive back.
Yeah, I don't know about that, but to me, DBs have panned out more than
Sertan, any other position. Yeah, yeah.
He's still there with the Broncos.
Sertan is terrific.
Yeah. Receiver's been good.
Yeah, receiver's hard to beat with those guys. You know, Henry Ruggs is the unfortunate situation, but
he was working.
I mean, but those receivers, I mean, Devontae Smith has been fantastic. Yeah. Jalen Waddle has been really good.
That's a small group that happened right there at that one moment in time.
You mentioned quarterbacks. Quarterback's a big question mark.
Yeah. Julio early on, but then that really quarter.
I mean, Calvin
there,
Ridley, even though he missed time, he's been really good.
Amari Cooper's been good.
I mean, those receivers have, by and large, panned out.
But now do those DBs. I mean, like Levi Wallace.
He's still playing.
Yeah, got picked up yesterday by Denver.
Kareem Jackson's still playing.
Yeah.
That guy was on Saban's first team.
Those guys are all over the league. Diggs in Dallas and Sertan up in Denver. And there was a guy who just left the other corner from Denver, right? And he went to, no, it was Judy that left. They're all over the place. It's crazy. Markwell, are Media Days coming back to Birmingham anytime soon?
I would say right now, never in the location where it was. I don't think it'll ever be in that location again, personally. If there is another location in Birmingham that could host it, I don't think the conference is adverse to having it in Birmingham. I just don't. I think it has outgrown the Winfrey Hotel.
And the lobby.
And the lobby of the Winfrey. It's just not big enough anymore.
It is almost too... I always wonder when we would get to the college football championship. There was a moment in time we did media day for the team in the hockey arenas, just putting it out on the floor at the BJCC and almost making it a fan event. But you could do that in Nashville. You could do it in Atlanta. You could do it in a lot of places. So we don't know the answer to that. We know it's Dallas next year. For some reason, I think, did they commit to Birmingham the next year? I don't think so.
I thought it was Nashville.
I think it's back to Nashville. I think it was.
I think it's open-ended beyond that in Nashville, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Mika and Marlon, Daniel, you can go on all day with the DBs in the league. Yeah. Some of them are the best.
Fantastic.
The best there is.
And those are all first-round guys.
Yeah.
Forrester says they have not announced anything past 2024.
Yeah, I didn't think. When y'all said Nashville, I went with you, but I don't remember them. They normally do it year to year.
Maybe there was just a hint when we were in Nashville that it was coming back after it got
to Dallas. I think they liked it there, and they liked the ability to do some fan stuff. They had a bad weather day and construction right there, which kind of made it difficult. So I think they'd maybe like to give that another crack.
I would be cool with Nashville here on out.
Yeah, it was fine there.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, when we come back, we'll do Trash. The show today being brought to you by our friends at Odie's. There's an opportunity for you to get by there and have lunch today. The Diablo sandwich, we don't talk about much anymore. It's still good.
So fantastic. All their food, from a corn dog to award-winning wings, delicious burgers, chili. They've got it all right there at Odie's Tavern, the original in Crestline, the newest location in Edgewood, the corner of Broadway and Oxmoor. Get in and see Willhaver and that great staff. Ice cold beer buckets full of the Bud Light. Rodney Davis cooking up incredible food for 33 years. Trivia tomorrow night. Stop in. It's Odie's Tavern.
Take the next round anywhere you go with official Next Round gear. Buy yours today at nextround.store.
Logan Martin Lake Fest and Boat Show presented by AmFirst coming up May 12th through the 14th on Logan Martin Lake in Fell City. Free public admission. It's Bama's biggest in-water boat show. Over 100 boats and vehicles on display. Vendors, food trucks, live music all weekend long. Fireworks show on Friday night. How about this? Free Velcro Pygmies concert coming up on Saturday. Mother's Day is Sunday. They're going to take care of mom with free mimosas all day on Sunday. For more information for this incredible event, go online, LoganMartinLakeFest.com.
Fire damage to your home or business is something you never want to consider. Ryan Brown here from The Next Round. But in the horrible event it happens, DryTech is here to help. They respond quickly and will reply to you within 20 minutes when you call 205-637-0143. They're working for you, the customer, not the insurance company. They've got five crews ready to go 24/7. Don't call the insurance company first. Call DryTech. Just remember this website, mydrytech.com. That is mydrytech.com.
Stop by the New York Butcher Shop and pick up the finest in certified Angus prime beef steaks and burgers, premium pork chops, ribs, and all-natural chicken cut to order just for you. Their chef-prepared entrees and side dishes are the perfect dinner-to-go choice for your family and are ready to heat at home. With a great selection of fine wines and desserts, the New York Butcher Shop is your one-stop dinner shop. Two locations to serve you, Cahaba Heights and on Highway 119 in Greystone, the New York Butcher Shop. Rare quality, well-done service.
The road to the Indy 500 runs through Birmingham, April 26th through 28th. The fastest IndyCar drivers in the world, Castroneves, Dixon, and Newgarden, will put their skills to the test with one goal in mind, victory. Witness country music superstar Riley Green as Grand Marshal give the most iconic command in racing.
Start your engine!
Medical Properties Trust presents the Children's of Alabama Indy Grand Prix, powered by AmFirst, at the Barber Motorsports Park. Tickets are selling fast. Get yours now.
Hey, Lance Taylor from The Next Round to tell you about my friends at Michelson Laser Vision, located conveniently UAB Highlands. Almost 20 years ago, I went in for the procedure. Only took 12 minutes for both eyes. When I went in, I had 20/200 vision. I was legally blind. Now I have 20/15 vision, still 19 years later. Make the call today. Schedule a hassle-free consultation. 969-8100. Dr. Mark Michelson, Dr. Jen Michelson, Michelson Laser Vision. Make sure you tell them The Next Round sent you. 969-8100 or MichelsonLaserVision.com.
Let's face it, a home is one of the most powerful assets you can have, and our friends at Mortgage Right want to help you build wealth through home ownership. Mortgage Right is all about providing competitive rates, a variety of loan products, and a multitude of resources for a seamless home buying experience. They treat their borrowers like family and are always looking to bring more happy homeowners under their roof. See more by visiting MortgageRight.com/TNR today and start living. That's MortgageRight.com/TNR. NMLS 2239, Equal Housing Lender.
We got to Dunaway so bad he took his shirt off. He didn't take his shirt off for everybody to see, but you removed your collared shirt underneath your sweatshirt.
I did.
Only because people were talking about
it. I did.
It.
I mean,
sorry.
From the way
your phone
to?
How's your phone doing?
Phone is
did
silence.
Did fix that?
Phone is silence. If I just miss work one day because the alarm doesn't work. But a little T fixed the case, the brand new case on the brand new phone yesterday. The buttons were not working on right. This side since I took it to L.A. I bought it to take to L.A. for video, and none of these buttons worked. And it was because of the case. So I was going to take it back to get the case. And she says, hold on, let me check something. And she rips it off with her very, Vestavia soccer strength. And I couldn't even get the case off. And she's just like, womp, womp.
But she's a kid.
And she found it. Yeah. She found what was wrong with it and fixed it. So now it's working fine. I just got to figure out the alarm system on the new phone here. Got it paired to the car now.
Yeah.
Everything is good now. It's kicking along.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
It's a different cord now. So I had to buy all new cords. Spent $58 yesterday on cords for my car. It's just
It's insanity when you change
first world problems, man.
Yep. Our friends at Hemp Hill will fix any problems you got at the house.
Yeah, as you said, I mean, people are running the heat, they're running the air conditioning. You got to make sure that your unit is ready to keep up with this changing weather. Whether you experience plumbing, heating, or cooling issues in your home or business, they are ready to serve you. Contact them today, 205-229-2090. Adam, Chad, Andrew, the guys at Hemp Hill Services, they are going to take care of you. Hard to stop a train. For more information, hemphillservices.com.
That's a good one, Lunsford. It should be in the store already. Vestavia Soccer Strength.
That's so big in one community.
Vestavia. Yeah, you'd probably sell maybe two of them.
No, I think we throw it down with our friends at Bandwagon, they'd sell a bunch of
them. The whole team.
Vestavia Soccer Strength. Brownie, you had something you wanted to mention before you got the trash.
Well, give me the Colorado portal story again.
Oh, that was Ohio State running back Dallin Hayden, who got a lot of carries, was like the second leading rusher at Ohio State last year.
I think he had
year.
Around 700 yards, didn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, he's on his way to Colorado, Brownie.
Matt Zenitz and Chris Hummer report Colorado running back Savion Wilkerson has entered the transfer portal.
So they bring one in, they lose two?
Colorado running back Dylan Edwards is in the transfer portal.
Is that three or two?
That's two today. Okay. That's two today.
Yeah.
So they're net one, net minus one.
But you wonder why they're waiting.
I don't know, but here's another one that waited, Lance. When was LSU's spring game?
A couple weeks ago.
A couple weeks ago. John Emery has entered the transfer portal from LSU.
Never going to live up to that potential.
We've been waiting on him to be good.
16 career touchdowns. He's been in the end zone some. But to Lance, I mean, you and Lance both said potential. I mean, he was thought to be...
He was going to be Fournette.
The next Kevin Faulk.
Kevin Faulk. Yeah, he was going to be all of those.
So there you go. That's the running back portion of the transfer portal today. Colorado's net minus one in running backs, and yes. LSU's lost John Emery.
All right. Trash time brought to you by Mortgage Right Rockstar. Hit the more than average size button there.
Congratulations, the Cure Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees 2019. Are you as excited as I am?
By the sounds of it, no.
LT's Trash is presented by Mortgage Right. Mortgages done the right way.
It's a dick answer, right? She's trying to do her job.
No.
It's spring buying season, and our friends at Mortgage Right are here to help. They were veteran-founded here in Birmingham and offer loans throughout the country. And while the area they serve may have grown, their commitment to Birmingham and veterans hasn't changed. Before you take next steps on a new home purchase or refinance, talk with the team at Mortgage Right. There is no cost or obligation to find out what you qualify for. You can get more information. Go to their website, mortgageright.com/TNR. If you're in Birmingham, call their Highway 280 office, 205-900-7200 to talk to someone right now. NMLS 2239, Equal Housing Lender. So O.J. Simpson passed last week, right?
Was it just last week?
2 weeks ago.
Whenever it was. We were at Slice.
O.J. Simpson's Bank of America credit card has hit the auction block. And let's just say the seller is looking to rake in some serious cash.
It's a business account, it should be noted.
Jonathan Lepore is selling the business account card over at Golden Auctions, telling TMZ he snagged a piece of plastic, which expired in 2023 on eBay last summer, for just $70. Later, Jonathan planned to give the gift the card to his pal's dad, who apparently used to hang out with O.J. and Nicole Brown Simpson in the Hamptons during the 80s and 90s. Don't know if he'd really want that if he was a Nicole Simpson fan. But he tells TMZ he hadn't bumped into him since and kind of sort of forgot he even had it until, that is, the news of OJ's passing over a week ago. Jonathan says he's not just cashing in on a piece of OJ memorabilia.
No. God, no. Come on.
He said he's turning this into a force of good. He plans on donating a whole 10% of the final sale to the national network to end domestic violence. The auction ends.
10%. Yes. Oh, wow.
Why would you just not do 50%? Yeah. You're going to get more than you ever got for the $70, and this is going to sound really good.
Yeah, well, you shouldn't buy this. Why would you want it? When you get rid of your cards, do you shred them?
No, I auction them like he does.
I usually cut them in half, scissors, cut them in like 3/4, and then
I either shred them or I cut it down the part that people read. I cut it down the middle of that.
The problem is when I run it through the shredder, it doesn't shred right.
The shredder I have has a special place for the plastic.
Oh, does it for cards? Yeah. I have not used a check card in forever, though. So
I haven't either.
I'm strictly credit cards now.
Yeah. I've never used a debit card.
Ever.
I've never
been in Bucky's.
Really?
I've never parachuted out of an airplane.
You're the second person. On the way out to Talladega Saturday, we had a friend She was like, we've never been to Bucky's.
Yeah, I actually sat in the parking lot, picked up Rockstar, Taylor, Kelsey, and EG, and they went in to grab a snack or go to the bathroom, and I refused to go. I didn't want that to be my first experience.
Man, so. You're a man of principle.
Why? I sat there.
It's got to be special.
I didn't want that to be my first experience.
You don't know my weirdo. Life. My life is a Hallmark card. My life has to be a Hallmark card.
So walking in with Rockstar, Kelsey, EG, and Taylor, was it Hallmark enough for you? Who's going
to
be?
We were going different. He had to go to the bathroom. Somebody wanted Rockstar. Chicken biscuits.
Loser.
Somebody wanted buck nuts.
Now, that would be a good bracket challenge. You can only shop at Bucky's for a month. You can't buy anything anywhere else.
I would trade that for mine right now.
What is yours? Oh, the five shots?
I got to hit five shots around the country. I would eat only from Bucky's for a month.
No, but I'm talking about everything. Like, you got to buy detergent. You got to buy...
Well, I mean, that's impacting my house at that point.
You can get anything you want at Bucky's. You do your own laundry. What's that?
Yeah, what is it? You have got divided house. You've got pastor. You've got Dunaway. You do all your stuff on your own.
Let me tell you. This is funny. It's not funny. It's not funny. It's really bad that my vocabulary is this bad.
Okay.
But I've even caught myself occasionally when I was taking EG to Talladega when Brown was in the car. I cuss a lot. I drop the F-bomb a lot, just in general conversation.
Am I to blame for that, too?
Maybe. Too. In my house, I usually default to you.
Yeah.
But Maggie had a couple of pastor friends over. So we had at least two pastors in the house last night.
County Maggie?
It was Maggie and another one. So two pastors.
At least two. Okay.
Two pastors.
I've done it, Dunaway. I did it at lunch with our boy George Wright.
He did better than I did.
No, didn't.
And we have a gate keeping the little dogs from going upstairs. It's basically a baby gate.
Yeah.
And it's not even as tall as a junior high hurdle at eighth grade track and field. But I was walking up the stairs with a salad and a Diet Coke. And I go to step over it. I didn't want to open it up, so I go to step over it. Left leg, no problem. Right leg, yeah. I catch that big toe, and I go, mother! And Maggie's like, Jim!
There's a pastor here, and you're not even married to him.
I was like, oh, sorry, pastors.
You know, it's interesting that the Bible doesn't directly address any of those words.
No, I know.
We've just made it
taboo.
That's
right. The Lord's name in vain is the only one that you're not supposed to do, right?
Well, I mean, there's talk about taming. There's talk about things, but it doesn't directly address those specific words. It doesn't say, do not say these words.
Yeah, it's a word we created.
It's a place we've chosen to draw the line.
Yeah, right? Sea sucker was not a word back then, was it?
It was not.
I don't believe it was, yeah.
Anyway, we'll see what he's able to get. I'm sure we'll have an update on the O.J. Simpson bank card.
Yes.
Yeah, I bet somebody tries to use it.
So a man was arrested in Santa Monica over the weekend after he was seen using a shopping cart and a sword to grill barbecue in the middle of the street.
I like it, man. This guy, he just figures it out in life.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Where is
innovative.
He?
Santa Monica.
Yeah, where else?
That's in California. Do you know there's 600? This is a stat I saw yesterday. 655,000 homeless people in the United States last checked.
Okay.
One-third of them in California.
Oh, I believe that. It happened before 3 p.m. on Sunday along Ocean Avenue. In the video, the man is seen dragging a shopping cart through a bike lane. The main compartment of the cart is filled with a flaming wood while the man uses a sword as a skewer to hold meat over the flames. Man continues down the road, pushing the cart with him, eventually stopping, apparently trying to fuel the flames with some Bud Light. Yeah. You see, he's got a 12-pack up there.
Supporting the sponsor. Thank you.
He's got Bud Light. Is that a pineapple? Or a palm tree.
Oh, he's a swinger. It's pineapple.
Yeah.
Upside down.
I mean, he's got a pretty good setup.
He's got a lot of stuff going on. Backpack makes me nervous about to bust open.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I will give him credit for being innovative and finding a way to grill on the road.
He's got some wet wipes in the top part.
Yeah.
I mean, as far as...
Bottle of wine, and I'm going to assume there's ice in there, right?
As far as people living on the streets, he's very neat.
He is. I mean, I give him credit for not saying I'm homeless, it's all over with for me. He's trying to make it by.
Now, he's not cluttered.
As the man walks down the road, eventually a Santa Monica police cruiser pulls over, and the officer gets out. The grill master then takes off. Another video showed the officer putting the man in handcuffs down by the beach. Why would you arrest this guy?
Well, what was he violating?
Why take off? He should have just sat there and rode it out.
Officer, would you like a hamburger?
Yeah, would you like a skewer?
Yeah.
Now, would y'all eat out of that cart?
You know, I'm not going to, but I'm also not homeless. I mean, if I were homeless, I would, Lance. But...
Did y'all notice out at the Rose Bowl they had the outside grills? You know, they do it outside of Dodger games. It's a big thing out in L.A. And
what do you mean outside grills?
No, like it's people. Like, I went to the food truck up here at the Shell station yesterday.
Is that thing good? I've always wanted to
go. EG wears it out.
Yeah, EG says it's fantastic.
Incredible.
Yeah.
But anyway, they've got, it's like individual businesses where they've got their own little grill that they're cooking for. and they've got a bunch of different stuff they do on it. Anyway, they were doing the exact same thing this guy was doing.
Yeah.
I don't know if they had a license or not. Danny, the founder of Lost Cause Explore, told the Daily Star that the items from the home had an off-kilter feel to them, and he said his anxiety about the find was heightened because he and his group entered the bungalow at 4:30 a.m. 31-year-old is a carer by day, but he and two of his best friends have been exploring abandoned buildings and sites for the last 3 years. Danny said, quote, "This one was a very creepy one as well. As we go in it at 4:30 a.m., he added that the place felt like if time stood still. He added on Facebook, I don't have any history on this one, unfortunately, but due to the amount of mold, natural decay, I would say it's been uninhabited for a few years. Lots of items left behind, retro games at a full-size pool table. In the home were dozens, perhaps hundreds of strange ornaments. One shelf, there were several alien statues, including one with the E.T. being playing the saxophone. There was also a Jerry Halliwell bobble doll from her time, the Spice Girls.
Look at that pool table.
I think
table.
She was Ginger Spice.
You can tell E.G. played there. Something spilled in the middle.
Spilled coffee in the middle?
It looks like Old Faithful at Yellowstone.
It really does. That is...
But with the cue sticks like that, it looked like it was just recently played. Like this person died and just didn't come back home.
How bad? Where's your microwave? Look on the right side on the floor by the pool table.
That's where I keep my
got it.
Yep. Yeah, just go ahead and hot pocket those right down there.
How bad, though, do you feel if you're the person that's in here taking these pictures? Somebody wants to go, honey, I'm home.
What do you think the smell is like?
Oh, it's awful.
Life preserver back there on the wall. There were also football bobbleheads, even Powerpuff Girl toys, old mobile phones, photographs, books. An Elvis toy guitar, lots of brass, plastic, porcelain, and wooden horse and doll ornaments.
Some of that stuff would sell better than OJ's card. He should be taking those bobblehead dolls and some of that stuff out of there.
Controversial debate of reclining your seat on a plane. Do you guys ever do it? I never do it.
I've said on this show before, the juice is not worth the squeeze. Yeah. I get like 2 inches of recline. Yeah. It just doesn't really change my life.
Well, it may come to an end soon, thanks to airline companies wanting to cut back on cost. With airlines like Southwest debuting a more streamlined seat design for 2025, it's only a matter of time before reclining seats disappear completely.
I mean, truthfully, if you look how thick that seat is, take out the reclining... And I think you can come up with a better form-fitting seat. Not form-fitting because people vary in sizes, but a different, more ergonomically better seat, as I try to use a word too big for my vocabulary.
They're not going
to
spend money for that. Sorry.
No, but make it thinner. I think you save space by making it thinner, Rockstar. I don't think it has to be that thick.
It's going
to
cost money.
Yeah, that's true. Anything, they're cutting money, but I'm with you, Dunaway.
That's their most cost-effective cushion. I see what you're saying. Like, you can make it more comfortable one that's thinner. And therefore give everybody more space, but obviously those materials would be more money.
Truthfully, I think I would, I'm a horrible business person. I haven't noticed. I would take out some rows and space people out a little
bit. But you know they've got...
Peloton, did you know that, a lot of people don't know this, that those seats are used by a flotation device. Yeah. A lot of people don't know that.
It's probably important to have those, right?
Almost every flight is sold out now. Yeah. Why would you take
now,
seats
I would say this, if there's not a sold out flight, maybe if the seats were removable.
Yeah, you just throw them out on the runway.
Now, pre-reclined seats are also becoming a trend. In 2019, Spirit Airlines introduced its new cabin interior that featured seats that pre-recline on every row, the company said in a press release.
I don't like to recline.
I like to recline at home.
What's great is this whole thing is this is going to save you. They're turning into a positive. This is going to save you 2 inches of leg room.
That's right. Thank you. I need that.
Finally,
do you never recline in a recliner? Sorry, Lance.
I used to have a recliner and spend a lot of time reclined in the recliner, but now I don't have one and don't miss it.
I would,
Interesting.
I've never had a recliner.
You've never had a recliner?
No.
Have not.
I like to either sit or lay.
So you're nothing in between.
You don't like reclining?
I am an extremist.
You really are.
The incoming 2024 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class includes superstar acts such as Cher.
Are you excited?
Ozzy Osbourne, Mary J. Blige, Tribe Called Quest, Dave Matthews Band, Foreigner, Peter Frampton, and Kool & the Gang.
All of that in this class, Rockstar?
Big class.
That's a good class.
Run through it again. Let's see who belongs.
I can't wait to the four-hour HBO show.
I don't have a problem with anyone, really, except for Peter Frampton.
Yeah,
he made his guitar talk.
No, it was such a gimmick. I mean, I think a lot of people...
Two songs, too,
yeah,
right?
A lot of people could have done that.
Show Me the Way, you got... Ooh, Baby, I Love Your Way.
Okay, that's two.
And you got,
Walk This Way.
Yeah, no, it is,
I'll never forget how disappointed I was the first time I saw Peter Frampton doing that talking
and guitar
thing.
Birmingham.
Yeah, he did. But I thought he was doing that just like with the guitar. Yeah, I didn't know he had that
little straw in his mouth.
Yeah, I mean, that's such a gimmick.
Do you feel like we do, the biggest song?
Such a gimmick. Yeah, Peter Frampton, complete gimmick.
It's like if Houdini had a key to the cuffs.
Well, it's like saying like that John Popper guy, all he does is blow a damn harmonica. Anybody could do that.
Well, that's at least he's playing the instrument the way it's intended to be played, Rockstar. Yeah,
say what you want, Rocky. Yeah. Peter Frampton, Hall of Fame, though?
Nope. Yes. Not in my Hall of Fame. Complete sideshow.
Blues Traveler is in this thing?
No, okay. We talked about this on the Meltdown yesterday about how I don't care about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Like, I don't care. Like, I'm not going to push that my favorite band, like Foreigner, finally got in after all these years. Like, it's been so many. Now they're finally in. It's like, does that really make them? Finally we're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
I mean, for
they
some
say
probably.
That when they say that.
Let me ask you this, though. So is Lou Gramm, is he coming back with them?
I don't think he can sing anymore.
And do you push the other guy out? I mean, how does that work?
Well, I mean they're in because of Lou Gramm's work. So
and another thing is Ozzy can barely walk now, and I don't know how he's going to do this.
Was he in with Black Sabbath already?
Yes. This is his as a solo artist.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just people are getting on to me in the chat room.
On who?
On Peter Frampton. I mean, without that gimmick, he would be playing the sports nut in Jacksonville. I mean, the guy, it's just a complete gimmick.
It sells out shows. Like, Jimmy Page, all he does is do guitar solos. It's a gimmick.
No.
But I would have never gone to see Peter Frampton because he made the guitar talk. I would just go see him play the guitar. But I was never a huge Frampton fan.
I was going to go see Nate Bargatze, but all he does is tell jokes.
Rockstar, that is not at all like what I'm saying. He is a comedian. That's what you do, tell jokes. This guy hooked a straw up and made his guitar talk.
But why is he in the Hall of Fame?
That's a complete gimmick.
Oh, I don't care why he's in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I'm just wondering.
Jimi Hendrix plays the guitar. That's not a gimmick. He's playing the guitar.
I could not name one Mary J. Blige or a Tribe Called Quest song. So, like, I'm not fighting for he should be in the... Justify
Family
as an
Affair
artist.
Is a classic.
Brandon says Frampton have one album. Does he mean one good album, or
Frampton
literally
Comes Alive is like one of the best selling live albums of all time? Again, I'm not like a Peter Frampton fan.
Well, you sound like it. You sound like a Peter Frampton truther.
I am. Well, all he does is play guitar and makes it do this stupid thing.
He plays a gimmick.
What's that country song that sings about whiskey? Yeah.
You should know at this point when you're this deep in, either he's going to change or he's not. And he's not changing.
He's not changing.
No, so but I just don't understand why Rockstar makes the argument he's making. That's not at all what I'm saying. I'm saying people who played the guitar the way God intended it when he invented the guitar, that's good. Like Jimi Hendrix, really good guitarist. Right? But because Peter Frampton came up with a stupid gimmick.
So did Larry the Cable Guy come up with a gimmick?
Huh? He dresses like an idiot outside.
But Larry the Cable Guy is never going to be in the Comedy Hall of Fame.
Yeah, you would not play him in the Comedy Hall of Fame.
One of the top 100 comedians of all time.
I've never found him funny.
I don't think he was either, but I'm saying in general.
I don't think so.
But 100% he came up with a gimmick. I mentioned Bill Burr earlier.
Did you think Gallagher was funny?
I did when I was a little kid, but I mean, the
Slegomatic was a total gimmick.
Well, of course it was. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, but I don't think Gallagher would ever be in the...
No, he wouldn't be in the Comedy Hall of Fame.
Kiss's makeup, was that a gimmick?
A little bit. I was never a big Kiss fan.
Historically.
Again, it's not about being a fan. I'm not a Kiss fan, nor am I a Peter Frampton fan. I'm just saying, like, he deserves more than he just came up with a little gimmick.
Well, he did. What else did he do? All right, if you take the straw away, what is Peter Frampton? I told you he's playing in the sports nut at Jacksonville. That's what he's doing.
I would say question asked, question answered.
Baby, I Love Your Way is one of his most popular songs that does not include the gimmick.
Anybody could have done it.
If you are looking for a new home, our friends at Mortgage Right are here to help. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or a seasoned home buying veteran, their great service and low rates make the process easy. And speaking of veterans, they are veteran-founded right here in Birmingham. So remember, whether you're looking for your final home or your first home, whether you have a big down payment or need 100% financing, Mortgage Right is your one-stop shop for mortgages. Visit them online, mortgageright.com/TNR. Call Birmingham office 205-900-7200, NMLS 2239, Equal Housing Lender.
All right, so Champy's Chicken, a great place for lunch today as well. Boy, Sterling and the crew. Let me just tell you, you're driving, this is that time of year, you're driving to the lake or beach and you're passing at the Alabaster exit on I-65 and you say, man, I hear them talk about Champy's all the time. It's lunchtime or it's on our way back, it's dinner time, whatever. It's right off the exit there. Just throw it into the old ways there. Just jump off the exit. I think it's less than a mile. I think I could run it off the exit there. And go see Sterling on the way or back from the beach all summer long. ChampiesChicken.com. Don't forget to get the Mississippi Delta tamales and so much more. One more segment to go when we come back on TNR.
Never miss anything Auburn. Watch Village Vice at War Damn Pods on YouTube and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Logan Martin Lake Fest and Boat Show presented by AmFirst is back May 12th through 14th on Logan Martin Lake in Pell City. It is Bama's biggest in-water boat show with more than 100 boats and vehicles on display, vendors and food trucks, live music all weekend long, and it is free public admission. Don't forget the Friday night fireworks show, free Velcro Pygmies concert Saturday, free mimosas for Mom on Mother's Day Sunday. LoganMartinLakeFest.com for more info. It's the annual Logan Martin Lake Fest and Boat Show presented by AmFirst May 12th through 14th, LoganMartinLakeFest.com.
Hey, Lance Taylor from the Next Round to tell you about one of our favorite places for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. That is Hamburger Heaven since 1982. Hamburger Heaven has been serving Birmingham's best hamburgers, cheeseburgers, french fries, hand-spun milkshakes, and sandwiches made fresh to order. All of their ingredients are fresh and prepared daily. This includes their beef, always fresh, never frozen, hand-pattied each and every day. For breakfast, lunch, or dinner, visit any of the four locations, Highway 280, Irondale, Gardendale, and Homewood.
This hour of the Next Round is presented by the Birmingham Racecourse Casino, now featuring 7 days of giveaways with your chance to win a share of up to $125,000. The more you visit the Birmingham Racecourse Casino, the more chances you have to win.
Birmingham's favorite lawn party returns to Greystone for the Regent's Tradition May 8th through 12th. Watch the Legends of the Game at Greystone and check out the Celebrity Pro-Am featuring Charles Barkley, Nick Saban, Kalen DeBoer, Hugh Freeze, and country superstar Riley Green. Enjoy the fun in the sun at the White Claw Watering Hole and Casamigos Club, and don't miss the food trucks and the Friday concert featuring the Black Jacket Symphony. The Regent's Tradition. Buy your tickets today.
Hey, you. Day's warming up. Looking like spring. And in New Balance Birmingham, we've got the thing. What pops and what's fresh? Check the selects. Come together at New Balance Birmingham on Highway 280, right next to Chick-fil-A. New Balance Birmingham, we got now.
Hey, Lance Taylor from the Next Round to tell you about our friends at Gutter Cap. Gutter Cap's that patented aluminum cover system that fits over most existing gutters to keep out debris and eliminate that gutter cleaning. It's back with a lifetime warranty, almost 20-year service record right here in Birmingham. Stay off that dangerous ladder forever. 45% off the retail price now if you call guttercapbirmingham.com. Call my good friend Chris Stewart now, 205-823-2212. Cap it, don't snap it. It's Gutter Cap.
Hang out with the Next Round on the go. Whether you're driving to work, running errands, sitting on the beach, or you just need a break from the real world, we can keep you company. Check out the Next Round, Mystery Fifth Hour, and our other shows on your favorite podcast app. We'll meet you there.
Tribe Called Quest, can you name a song, says Brandon.
I was not a big Tribe Called Quest fan. Got to tell you. Now, Tyler, I remember Tyler battling for them when this first came out.
Can I Kick It is about the only one I know. And that may not be right. Can I Kick It? I think it's the only one I know.
Rockstar? Is Jim right?
While you look that up, Precision Sports will get you back in the game. Tell you what, they took care of my leg problem back during football season. Told me to start moving around a little bit more. Great diagnosis by them, too. They took care of it and then said, you know, to keep this from happening again, probably need to exercise a little bit.
Huh.
Great insight from our friends at Precision Sports Medicine and Orthopedics. If you tweak something, pull something, rip something, they get you back to work. They get you back in the game, playing with the kids in the yard, doing the yard work or whatever you got to do. 205-512-3885. 512-3885. PrecisionSportsOrtho.com/20. 24.
Can I Kick It is their number one song there, Dunaway. You got Electric Relaxation. Come on. Check the Rhyme. Award Tour. Find a Way. And The Hop.
The Hop?
Nope. No idea. Scenario featuring Busta Rhymes. Busta Rhymes.
Well, yeah. I loved
Richard Sherman.
I used to love you guys. Fat Richard Sherman. You guys will laugh at me, but MTV, when it was early on, they would do spring break and they would get a beach house and they would have artists that come by and they would be partying Panama City sometimes.
Why are we laughing at you?
That I just loved that week when it was MTV at the beach. I think it was called Beach House or something. And Busta Rhymes always makes me think of that because he was always there.
I mean, like, Wyclef Jean was there one time, and they said that they could not get him to sleep. Like, he would just stay up and party for 24/7.
MTV was trying to get him to sleep.
Well, I mean, like, some of the person, like the Carson Dailies were like, you know, we saw him at 3 a.m., and then somebody saw him on the beach at 6. And
Carson Daly, underrated talent. So, too, is Craig Kimbrell, Alabama native, got his 423rd save last night. Seventh all-time, passing Billy Wagner. Mariano Rivera's out there. So is Trevor Hoffman. There's a big gap before you get to Lee Smith, number three. But Francisco Rodriguez at number four is within reach. He's at 437. So Kimbrell's only 14 behind him. Fifth is Kenley Jackson.
Kenley Jansen.
Yeah, is still pitching. And so too is John Fernandez, who's only got 424. So Kimbrell's about to work his way up to at least sixth, maybe fifth all time. In career saves, Craig Kimbrell, Alabama native.
How many of those are in the Hall of Fame? Give me that top four again.
Mariano Rivera.
Definitely.
Trevor Hoffman, I think.
Definitely. I think he is.
Eckersley?
He is.
Eckersley not on this list.
Yeah, I was going closers in the Hall of Fame.
I don't know if Eckersley is or not.
He is, but there's not a ton of closers in the Hall of Fame.
He's not top seven in saves.
Yeah.
Lee Smith, I don't know if he is or not.
Eckersley used to be a starting pitcher.
Yeah, that's a big difference there. All right. Congratulations, Craig Kimbrell, and all the Kimbrell family and associates who are watching us right now. We appreciate you. We're back tomorrow at 9 a.m. Central Time. Until it's like next time. Well, he had a gimmick, Brown. He had a cutter.
No, his gimmick was this thing right here. Remember that?
Until next time, we'll discuss that for 50 or so minutes on the other side. Until next time, God bless you. God bless America.